The aircraft thundered in, touching down on the esplanade to their right. When Sexton glanced over, he was surprised to see it was not the presidential helicopter after all, but rather a large Osprey tilt-rotor airplane. The fuselage read, United States Coast Guard. Baffled, Sexton watched as the cabin door opened and a woman emerged. She wore an orange Coast Guard parka and looked disheveled, like she'd been through a war. She strode toward the press area. For a moment, Sexton didn't recognize her. Then it hit him. Rachel! He gaped in shock. What the hell is she doing here? A murmur of confusion went through the crowd. Pasting a broad smile on his face, Sexton turned back to the press and raised an apologetic finger. If you could just give me 1 minute, I'm terribly sorry. He heaved the weary, good-natured sigh. Family first. A few of the reporters laughed. With his daughter bearing down fast from his right, Sexton had no doubt this father-daughter reunion would best be held in private. Unfortunately, privacy was scarce at the moment. Sexton's eyes darted to the large partition on his right. Still smiling, calmly, Sexton waved to his daughter and stepped away from the microphone. Moving toward her at an angle, he maneuvered such that Rachel had to pass behind the partition to get to him. Sexton met her halfway, hidden from the eyes and ears of the press. "Honey," he said, smiling and opening his arms as Rachel came toward him. "What a surprise!" Rachel walked up and slapped his face. Alone with her father now, ensconced behind the partition, Rachel glared with loathing. She had slapped him hard, but he barely flinched. With chilling control, his phony smile melted away, mutating into an admonishing glower. His voice turned to a demonic whisper. "You should not be here." Rachel saw wrath in his eyes, and for the first time in her life felt unafraid. "I turned to you for help, and you sold me out. I was almost killed." "You're obviously fine." His tone was almost disappointed. "NASA is innocent," she said. "The president told you that. What are you doing here?" Rachel's short flight to Washington aboard the Coast Guard Osprey had been punctuated by a flurry of phone calls between herself, the White House, her father, and even a distraught Gabrielle Ash. "You promised Zach Herney you were going to the White House."
"I am," he smirked, "on election day."
Rachel felt sickened to think this man was her father.
"What you're about to do is madness."
"Oh?"
Sexton chuckled. He turned and motioned behind him to the podium, which was visible at the end of the partition. On the podium, a stack of white envelopes sat waiting.
"Those envelopes contain information you sent me, Rachel. You. The president's blood is on your hands."
"I faxed you that information when I needed your help, when I thought the president and NASA were guilty."
"Considering the evidence, NASA certainly appears guilty."
"But they are not. They deserve a chance to admit their own mistakes. You've already won this election. Zach Herney is finished. You know that. Let the man retain some dignity."
Sexton groaned.
"So naive. It's not about winning the election, Rachel. It's about power. It's about decisive victory, acts of greatness, crushing opposition, and controlling the forces in Washington so you can get something done."
"At what cost?"
"Don't be so self-righteous. I am simply presenting the evidence. The people can draw their own conclusions as to who is guilty."
"You know how this will look."
He shrugged.
"Maybe NASA's time has come."